What's up, everyone? It's your boy Rob here. Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's an emergency podcast edition of the show, as we had a shocking elimination on night 7 of season 32 of Dancing with the Stars. If you listen to this podcast on a weekly basis, you know I cover Dancing with the Stars each week to start off our Thursday morning episodes. But as I just said, we had a very shocking elimination on Tuesday night, and I'm here on Wednesday to break it all down, as we had arguably one of the most shocking and heartbreaking eliminations in the history of Dancing with the Stars. With that said, before I get into, you know, the couple that got eliminated and my thoughts on it, I'm going to do the same format I always do when covering Dancing with the Stars. So I'm going to start from the first couple of the night all the way to the last couple, then give my scores for each couple, and then give the actual score that they received from the judges. This week, there was once again 4 judges. I know last week there was 4 on Halloween. And yeah, like I said, once again, on music video night, there was another judge. It was Paula Abdul. I think she did an amazing job. And she's obviously, you know, one of the most beloved television judges, I would say, in history. Of course, most notably known and loved for her time as one of the original judges on American Idol. And yeah, I think, like I said, I thought she did an incredible job, and it was great to see her judging again and in her element. So with that said, of course, the maximum amount of points each couple was able to receive on night 7 is 40, rather than the typical 30 when it's the normal cast of judges and Bruno, Carrie Ann, and Derek. So with all that said, the first couple of the night was Lele and Brandon. I thought Lele and Brandon were one of the good couples on the night. I didn't think they're, you know, the best couple of the night, but they're nowhere near like the worst couple of the night either, I would say. And yeah, I thought they did good. I ended up giving Lele and Brandon a score of 31, and they ended up receiving a 33. So me and the judges were pretty, you know, close on the first couple of the night. Following Lele and Brandon was my favorite dance of the night, which was Ariana and Pasha. They danced to Slave for You by Britney Spears. And I thought Ariana, you know, perfectly embodied Britney Spears in that music video for Slave for You. And yeah, just another incredible performance by arguably the most consistent couple on this season of the show. Definitely one of the top tier couples and one of the, you know, front runners to win it all. And yeah, they just, you know, they hit another grand slam, and it's such a joy to watch Ariana week in and week out. And I don't know how, like, you can't, like, root for her. Or, you know, she's just one of those people. She makes you smile. She has great vibes. And then you see that, you know, the nice laid back bubbly side in the interviews. And then you see her on the dance floor. And she's just an absolute badass and an absolute beast. So, yeah, it's a complete joy to watch, you know, Ariana and Pasha week in and week out. And like I said, I gave them, that was my favorite dance of the night. I gave them a perfect 40 out of 40. And they weren't too far off, as they've received a 37 from the judges. Following Ariana and Pasha, we had Harry and Riley. They ended up having, you know, my second lowest scores of the night. But honestly, at this point of the competition, like, these couples are here for a reason. And with that said, like, although they did receive, you know, my second lowest, they were only 2 points away from when I gave Layla and Brandon. So I gave Harry and Riley a 29. They ended up receiving a 24, which I thought was a little too low. I would understand, you know, maybe like a 27 around there, but I thought 24 was a little too low. But hey, the judges make the decisions at the end of the day, and they're the dancing experts. I'm not. So it is what it is. So yeah, I gave them, like I said, a 29. They received a 24. Following them was, along with Ariana and Pasha, another, you know, one of one of the front runners and another consistent couple, and Jason Mraz and Daniela. They've been one of my favorite couples to watch this season. A couple weeks ago, I actually said that they're in the discussion for being one of the best couples in the history of this show. With that said, this is probably the least entertained that I've been by any of their performances. And it's definitely, you know, the lowest score I've given them so far in the competition. And it's shocking that it comes, like, you know, so deep into the competition. You would think, oh, maybe they have a hiccup, like, sometime in the beginning. But we're just getting closer and closer now, you know, to the finale. And Yeah, I was shocked that, you know, like I said, this is the least entertained that I've been by Jason and Daniela. I think Derek said it too, that this was like one of those dances that, you know, oh, you have maybe you have a hiccup like early in the season. But yeah, it was kind of shocking, but I mean, it is what it is, you know. Not every dance is gonna be amazing. With that said, I ended up giving them a point above Lele and Brandon, so I gave Jason Daniela a 32, and they received a 35 from the judges. So me and the judges weren't too far off from each other there. And I also, before I move on, I want to shout out Coco, the dancer, as she had to sub in during the week in practice and dance with Jason, as Daniela is currently battling a foot slash ankle injury. So shout out to Coco for that. Following Jason, Daniela was one of my favorite couples on this season. I talk about them every single week and how much I love these two, their personalities, their charisma, the way they perform. And that is Allison Hannigan and Sasha Farber. And I'm happy to say that this was arguably their best dance of the season so far. I thought Allison was consistent and on point from the beginning to the end of the routine. She truly embodied Christina Aguilera and the Candyman music video. And yeah, I think Allison and Sasha just, you know, hit an absolute grand slam here. I gave them a 35. They received a 33 from the judges. And yeah, I mean, super happy for Allison and Sasha. Following them was Sochi and Val, who, along with Jason and along with Ariana, one of the top, you know, contenders in this competition. I thought Ariana and Val had another tremendous performance. And if it weren't for one or two hiccups here and there, they would have gotten a perfect score from me along with Ariana and Pasha. But with that said, because of the small hiccups and, you know, little mishaps, I did give them a 38, but obviously it was just an incredible score. I gave them a 38 out of 40, and they received a 34 from the judges. Following Sochi and Val, we had Charity Lawson and Artem. Charity is and Artem have been a couple I talk about each week, that they're, you know, one of the front runners. They do an incredible job. I do want to say though that these last 2 weeks I haven't been very much entertained by their performances. I talked about it on the episode I did on Saturday about the Halloween episode of Dancing with the Stars, and I basically said, yeah, like that Halloween episode, I just didn't, yeah, I wasn't entertained. Charity always dances great, but yeah, these last two dances especially, I haven't been very much entertained. With that said, I gave them a 32, and that is exactly what they received from the judges. And then the final couple of the night was Barry Williams and PETA. Of course, one of the, you know, surprise couples on this season. They've made it, you know, a lot further than people expected prior to the season beginning. And it's always, as I always say, it's always a joy to watch Barry perform. And of course, PETA, you know, one of the all-time great pros in the history of this show. With that said, they did receive my lowest score of the night. But you know, they're only one off from Harry and Riley. So I gave Barry and PETA a 28, and that's exactly what they received for. So look, for the final two couples of the night, I was exactly in the same opinion as the judges, which, if you guys listen to my Dancing with the Stars topics during these entertainment episodes, you know that that is usually not the case, that me and the judges are usually not on the same page. But thought it was pretty funny to end the night, the final two couples. Like I said, I was on the same page as Carrie Ann, Bruno, Derek, and Paula Abdul. Following the final couple performance of the night, we had our first team dance off of the season. Basically, the eight couples were split into teams of two. One team was called Young in Style. It was the younger couples of the group. So that team contained Harry and Riley, Lele and Brandon, Charity and Artem, and Sochi and Val. Then the other team was the quote unquote older couples in this competition, and the name was Team for Everybody. And that team had Addison and Sasha, Jason and Daniela, Ariana and Pasha, and Barry and PETA. Team Dance Off, I mean, not Team Dance Off, wow, that's the name of the round, sorry. I mean, Team Young in Style. So the first team I mentioned, they danced to Gangnam Style by Psy, and I thought they did an incredible group dance. Each of them truly shined. They all had their moments, and I'm happy to say that Harry had his best dance and best performance of the season with this group dance by Team Young in Style. With that said, I gave them a 40, out of 40. I thought this group was just incredible. The dancing, the energy, you could even through the TV screen, you could feel the energy in that ballroom. And I thought that this was a perfectly matched and perfectly even team, and some great choreography and all that stuff. And like I said, I gave them a 40, and that's what they received from the judges. Then came Team for Everybody, which was the second team that I mentioned. They danced to Everybody by the Backstreet Boys, which is one of my all-time favorite songs. And actually, AJ McLean of the Backstreet Boys, he came in during the week to watch the team perform. And like I said, one of my all-time favorite songs. So it's every time that song is on, it's just like how can you not sing or dance to that song? Now, with that said, I thought Team for Everybody. I did see a couple hiccups, but then I thought the way they ended the dance would have them tied and receive a 40 as well as, but I did give them a 40, but unfortunately for them, they did not receive a 40. They received a 37, which is still great, of course. But yeah, I thought this first dance off of the season was amazing. It had a lot of great energy. It was very fun to watch, and you could tell that all these pros and celebrities were all having a great time as a team on that dance floor. And yeah, I thought it was a very fun element to have. With that said, following the team dance off. Oh, actually, before I move on, so here's a little thing they added because of the team dance off. So everybody on Team Youngin Style added an extra 40 points to their final scores, and then everybody on Team for Everybody received an additional 37 points on their score. So with that said, I'm gonna read each couple scores now, starting with the first couple of the night, ending with the final couple. So Lele and Brandon end with a 73. Ariana and Pasha end with a 74. Harry and Riley end with a 64. Jason and Daniela end with a 72. Allison and Sasha end with 70. Sochi and Val end with 74. Charity and Artem end with 72. And Barry and Pita end with 65. But with that said, oh, I'm sorry, I keep saying with that said. So there's one more thing I forgot to point out. So since Ariana and Pasha were on at the top of the leaderboard this week, next week they will avoid the dance off, which will be occurring in the Whitney Houston episode next Tuesday. So yeah, just keep that in mind. Ariana and Pasha will not be part of the dance off in next week's Whitney Houston night on Dancing with the Stars. Without that said, now the serious stuff comes into play. So of course, if you guys listen, you guys know how I do the bottom two and the eliminated couple. If you haven't listened to me talk about Dancing with the Stars before, basically I predict my bottom two with the actual bottom two, and then I predict my eliminated couple with the actual eliminated couple. And for the last, I would say, 3 or 4 weeks, they haven't been officially putting a bottom two. They've kind of been like, oh, there's three couples here, but not necessary. And what do you call it? One of them's going home, and the other two are not necessarily in the bottom. So we don't technically know, but the final three couples that were out there were Charity and Artem, Lele and Brandon, and Barry and Pita. I have predicted for Barry and Harry to be in the bottom, and then my predicted eliminated couple was Barry. But unfortunately, this is where the shocker comes in. Lele and Brandon were eliminated. And that's why I decided to do an emergency podcast to give my thoughts. Like I said in the beginning, one of the most heartbreaking and shocking eliminations in the history of Dancing with the Stars. The way I describe Lele and Brandon week in and week out, I always called them that sleeper. I wouldn't have been surprised if they would have come out at the end of this as Mirrorball champions. And I was just I'm at a complete loss of words. I don't even know how to fully process what actually happened on the show last night. And it's so disappointing, especially as such a longtime fan, such a loyal and passionate fan of the show, to see one of the actual top couples leave so early. I know it's happened in the past. I think of Sabrina Bryan. It happened to her multiple times. It happened to Juan Pablo a couple years ago. To me, one that really sticks out, might stick out above the ones I just mentioned, James Vanderbeek when he got eliminated from his season. I thought he was an incredible dancer. But that said, this is alongside James Vanderbeek and maybe even above having Leyla and Brandon be eliminated on night seven of this season. Like I said, I thought week in and week out, I just saw potential after potential. I saw improvement after improvement. And also, like, besides the dance, besides the improvement, Leyla is just, like, such a joy to watch. She has such a charismatic personality. She makes you want to smile. She makes you want to get up and dance and just, like, live a happy life. And, yeah, it's sad to see her go. Also, Brandon, you know, one of the most beloved pros in the history of the show. I agree with him when he said at the end that he doesn't believe that Leyla deserved to go home. And I wholeheartedly agree there with Brandon on what he said because, yeah, I'm just, like I said, I'm at a loss for words. I'm disappointed as a fan. And actually, you know, it has to make you think. I'm sure some of you have seen those quote-unquote conspiracy theories of perhaps, like, some of the voting not being legit, some of the competition being a little rigged. And for other conspiracy, I'm not saying I believe that, but for other conspiracy theorists out there, you could add this as evidence to your case of why you think there's some funky business going on within Dancing with the Stars, because I think it's absolute BS that Leyla and Brandon got eliminated at this point. And this is not, like, I'm not here to, you know, name other couples or take shots at other couples of, oh man, but, you know, how'd they get eliminated over these people? Like, I never do that. Whether it's Dancing with the Stars, whether it's something in sports, whatever it is, I'm never going to do that. Because at the end of the day, this is about, you know, Leyla and Brandon and really making sure that they know that they feel appreciated for all the hard work and dedication they put in. Like I said, this is not to call anyone else out. That's not what I'm here to do. And I'm not a hater. I feel that's something a hater will come on here, record, and be like, no, but how, you know, are you crazy? Why'd they leave over these people? Like, nah, I would never do that. Disrespectful and just say plain rude. But yeah, I with all that said, I do think it's complete BS. Like I said, that Leyla and Brandon were eliminated, and it makes absolute no sense to me. I don't understand it whatsoever. And yeah, like I've said, I don't know how many times already, I'm just at a loss of words. And just, yeah, I think a disappointing night, and one of the most disappointing nights, I would say, in Dancing with the Stars history. I think that's just, like, the cold hard truth, whether you want to admit it or not. This is, like, I mean, a huge disappointment, a huge shock. Like, and yeah, literally my heart is still, like, I don't know, my heart's, like, pounding. I'm, like, still, like, just in shock. I'm like, confused. I'm sad. I literally, like, teared up and everything when they got eliminated. And obviously, you know, eliminations are obviously the worst part of the show. Seeing any couple, obviously, is tough, but this couple just hit different. This elimination just felt different. And it still doesn't feel real. Yeah, it's just, you know, disappointing, shocking. And yeah, like I said, say it again, one of the most disappointing nights in Dancing with the Stars history. But yeah, I mean, with that said, like I've kept saying, I'm at a loss of words. I think I've said enough. I don't think that I don't know what else I could say. And yeah, I decided, like I said, to do this emergency podcast because this is one of the most shocking, you know, eliminations in the history of the show. And I felt that I just had to get my thoughts out there as instantly as possible. And that's what we did, you know. But with all that said, I hope you guys enjoyed this emergency podcast. If you guys want to give me your thoughts on this shocking elimination, make sure to send it my way on Instagram at @flame_ES, at Rob Gao on Instagram, that's @robcao. Could also share your thoughts with me via email at tfesrob@gmail.com. Make sure to share this with any other Dancing with the Stars people, or I mean Dancing with the Stars fans that you know, that you think would enjoy, you know, listening to the podcast. Wherever you're listening, I'd appreciate if you guys could follow us on here, rate us, review, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, wherever it is you're listening, I really appreciate it. Yeah, thank you guys, you know, for tuning in. I want to shout out all the great Dancing with the Stars fan pages out there that we've been able to connect with on Instagram at the flame underscore ES. Of course, Dancing with the Stars has an incredible fan base. I'm honored to be a part of it, and it's just amazing to see the love and support all these fan pages put out on a daily basis. And not just, you know, some of them are dedicated to specific pros and stuff, but like, it's cool to see them all showing love to everyone at the end of the day. And that's what makes, you know, the fan base so amazing. But before I finally wrap up here, once again, another shout out to Lele and Brandon. You guys did an incredible job. And you should not be down on yourself whatsoever. Yeah, like I said, incredible job. And with that said, till next time, everyone, take care.